Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dana's going tomorrow. I'm going on Sunday.
Chris Ketz is going tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sam Stevie III went last night.
Yeah, I did.
Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to the greatest movie ever made.
It took flight with $19 million just on Thursday, and that was a very limited opening.
They're expecting $180 million at the box office for Top Gun Maverick this weekend alone.
Oh, they're going to get it.
$180 million. How good is it or how bad is it?
It's amazing. I've been exhausted all week. I have a propensity to fall asleep during movies. I was really worried that I was going to waste my Top Gun Maverick experience snoozing, and from 30 seconds in,
right out of the gate.
I don't have words. I was trying to think of what to say about it last night after the movie without giving any of it away.
Right.
It's amazing. Did
you feel like you were in the danger zone?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. In it, around it, over it.
You guys can mock the greatest movie
of
all time.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Listen to this. A couple of facts, and then I want Sam to sort of carefully... I don't want to know anything about the movie other than his breakdown of it, okay? Top Gun is brought to you by the United States military. This says, dust off your Ray-Ban aviators from the Washington Post. Throw on your bomber jacket and ride into the danger zone. Tom Cruise is back, which opens across the country Friday, Top Gun Maverick. It says, this movie receives support from the Department of Defense in the form of equipment, jets, aircraft carriers, personnel, technical expertise. It was authorized by the DoD Entertainment Media Office.
It's a huge recruiter.
They've been in existence almost 100 years, by the way. We actually assisted the very first movie to win an Academy Award for Best Picture. That movie was Wings, which was a movie about World War I fighter pilots. They heavily assisted with this.
Yes, it's a huge recruiting tool for the Navy.
I would have been floored to know that the DoD had ever assisted with anything.
Oh, but look at the original Top Gun. You can tell that the U.S. Navy assisted with the filming of that movie. I mean, you can't put a plane down on an aircraft carrier unless they're letting you.
Or unless it, you know, was...
You have really good CGI.
No, yeah, and unless you've got really good CGI.
Which didn't exist in 1986.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean in 86,
in the original Top Gun, they clearly had assistance from the Department of Defense. You can't otherwise make that movie. It's impossible.
Detractors call this the military entertainment complex.
Fine by me.
You would have to have the support of the DoD for this.
It's the only way to make it work. I mean,
and they could not pay for this kind of advertising, Scott.
No. No, absolutely.
Because we had
not.
A fighter pilot sitting right here, a Top Gun guy. And if you missed that on podcast, go find it, because that was one of the most fun hours we've ever done.
Yeah, that was fun.
And he said, if any Top Gun pilot ever tells you that the movie Top Gun did not impact their decision to go into that career field,
Maybe they are lying.
Yeah.
All right. So you saw it last night. You said it was fantastic. Is it better than the original?
I was just about to say, I might go so far as to say that.
Would you see it again?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You think now, understanding the difference in that 36 years, I can't believe it's been 36 years since I sat in that movie theater. Understanding that it's been 36 years of movie-making technology, understanding the limitations that would have been on the first Top Gun.
You could tell the difference.
You still think it's a better movie? Overall, better story, better movie?
Now, story-wise, I'm not 100% tied into that simply because... Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I don't want to know too much, but...
It's action-packed from the very beginning.
Yes.
You keep thinking that you're hitting the climax of the movie. You're not.
Oh, I like
just
that.
Just sit tight. It's going to get better. It's going to keep getting better. And by the end of it, you've seen the Dr. Rick commercial about clapping in the theater?
Yeah.
You're going to clap in the theater.
It's at the end of the movie, people clapped?
Oh, yeah.
Look at the authenticity factor. This is from the DoD guy. They keep four criteria in mind. Security, the film can't give away state secrets, obviously. Accuracy, it should depict training and combat accurately. Policy, the character should adhere to DOD rules.
Yep.
And propriety, the film must protect the privacy of military personnel and their families who were involved in the project.
Correct. So you're not going to put the actual faces of the Top Gun pilots on the movie.
Correct.
Yeah. Somebody says the movie was incredible. It is a real run, do not walk. Agree, Sam?
I completely agree. So when
fast sprint.
I went to the 10:30 showing because that was the only availability that I had with my schedule. And when I booked my tickets, there was maybe 10 seats occupied. When I got there, it was full.
How is it, though, the movie for months and months and months, we've heard the movie opens on May 27th. Yet you saw it on May 26th.
And
wide release is May 27th. Limited release is always prior. And then the media release is prior to that.
May 24th was the release date, technically.
Listen to this. The film original conquered the box office as well as the hearts and minds of young Americans. Following its release, the first Top Gun, applications to become naval aviators jumped 500%.
Oh, for sure.
To capitalize on the craze, some enterprising Navy recruiters even set up stands outside of theaters.
I'm in. All right, you want to take a Top Gun quiz real quick?
Yes.
All right. If you don't get it right, I'll fill the correct answer in for you. This is from the original 1986 Top Gun.
Of course.
What is the call sign of the pilot who flew with Maverick's dad? Is it Heater, Stinger, Viper, or Tombstone?
Oh, God. I thought it was Stinger, and then you said Viper. I'm going with Viper.
Viper is the correct answer, and I will fill that in for you. Okay, yeah, we know. I know I'm correct. Try another quick question. Yes. What does Maverick say to Goose in the bar to let him know it was time to sing to someone?
He says, I know this.
All right, does he say, I found that special someone. Mm-hmm. I've won the bet. She's lost that loving feeling, or I found that woman.
He says, I think she's lost that loving feeling.
That's correct. That is exactly what he says to Goose.
He goes, oh, no. And he goes, yes. Yes, she has.
Yep, she's lost that loving feeling. Oh, no, man. What is the call sign of the pilot who wins the Top Gun trophy?
Iceman.
That is correct.
Is Val Kilmer in this one?
He is. He makes a short appearance.
He just tweeted out.
More than just the picture on the wall?
Nope. He just tweeted out, one day until the Top Gun launch, do you have your ticket yet? And that is from Val Kilmer's verified account.
All right. What is the call sign? All right. What is the call sign of Maverick's Rio in the final dogfight in the movie after Goose has died? Maverick's Rio in the final dogfight of the movie. Is it Harry Potter, Merlin, Sundown, or Wizard?
Merlin.
That is correct. Damn it.
I would not be able to do this if it weren't multiple choice.
Next question. What is the song that Goose plays on the piano in the bar? Is it Sitting on the Dock of the Bay?
Great Balls of Fire.
It is Great Balls of Fire.
Goodness gracious.
You're good.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way, honey. The Rio, hang on, let me see, because they give little hints in these questions. I want to, okay, uh-huh. All right, the Rio for the pilot who wins the Top Gun trophy, what is his call sign? So Iceman's Rio,
oh gosh,
what is his call sign? Is it Fastball, Merlin, Sundown, or Slider?
Slider.
Damn it.
As soon as you say it, I remember it, but I can't recall it.
And, okay, here we go. Why do they call Iceman Iceman?
Because of the way he flies.
I'm going to come in there, and I'm going to drop kick you.
Sorry.
Is that really it? Because I couldn't remember that. I just remember he goes,
he flies ice cold.
Good Lord. I am actually stupid excited for this. We're going
you
tomorrow night.
Be.
All right, last question. Why does Iceman not like Maverick?
Because he's too risky. He takes too many risks.
He's dangerous.
There it is. Yes! And he goes, I don't like you. He says it in the locker room. I don't like you.
Because you're dangerous. Okay, all right, wait. Well, there's one more.
Okay.
After the flyby reprimand in Top Gun.
Yes.
What profession does Goose say he is considering?
Yes. I remember this too.
Is it taxi driver?
No.
Limo driver?
No.
Truck driver or commercial pilot?
Was it commercial pilot?
Nope.
I don't remember.
He says, do you have that number to that truck driving school?
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Mav. All right. She did pretty good, though.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal that one.
Could you have recalled all of those from memory without multiple choice?
Dana, I've seen the movie 200 plus times.
I was going to say, I watched the movie the other night, so yeah, those were all fresh in my mind.
I cannot wait.
I'll take the rest of it. This is a 60-question quiz. I'll take the rest of it.
And you'll get them all right?
I'm sure I will. I'll take it.
Coming up next segment.
I'm afraid of you right now. Seriously, because I think you will, and I'm not sure if I'm impressed or horrified.
All right, here's one before we go to break. This is actually a tough one. When Maverick is over at Charlie's house for dinner, What song is playing in the background?
Oh.
Is it Heard It Through the Grapevine?
No.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Bingo, it's that one.
It is. That's right. And why is Maverick intrigued by that song?
That I don't remember, but I remember he was late because he was all oiled up playing volleyball.
Because his mom used to make him, when his dad was deployed in Vietnam, his mom used to make him play it over and over and over again.
What you don't know is that I'm falling for you. One of the worst delivered lines in the history of cinema.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name's Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.